We crashed through the barrier of $100 a barrel oil, and now we're already at 138, and some are saying that we may end up at $200 a barrel oil. It's important when we look at the energy cornerstone of our economy to put this in the context of the last 7 years. You know, over the last 7 years, since 2001, the price of oil has risen more than 400%. For all of us in Colorado, we know that it's risen by about 300% during that same time period. We remember with some almost immediate sense that it was just a few years ago that gasoline was $1.08 a gallon. Today in Colorado, the average is $3.96. You know, families' transportation costs have more than doubled, and rural communities are suffering disproportionately, including places like my native San Luis Valley, where people have to drive further, and more than 16% of their income is actually just going into transportation. I mean, I've heard people on the other side of the aisle today on the floor and yesterday talking about how we have not supported developing our own resources within our country. That's false. In 2005, we put together a bipartisan coalition that passed the 2005 Energy Policy Act. I worked very hard with both Senator Domenici and Bingaman in getting that done and forging the bipartisan coalition that made the first significant energy bill passed in the Congress for a very long time. And then in 2006, we came back again and we said we need additional production and opened up 8 million acres of the Gulf Coast for production. And in those 8 million acres, there is estimated to be 5.8 trillion cubic feet of natural gas and 1.26 billion barrels of recoverable oil. We see what's happened with development in our state. In Colorado, we have 34,000 active wells right now. We have 5 million acres of our public lands that are already under lease. We're producing 1.2 million trillion cubic feet of natural gas each year. That's six-fold up from 14 years ago. So we are producing six times as much natural gas this year than we were 14 years ago. And we know that there are tens of thousands of wells that the BLM will go ahead and permit over the next several years, 17,000 of those alone, just up in three of our northwestern counties. So there is, in fact, a lot of production going on within America's sovereignty today. We simply cannot, in my mind, drill our way to energy independence. We consume 25% of the world's oil, but according to the Central Intelligence Agency, we have only 1.7% of the world's proven oil reserves. That's 1.7% of the world's proven oil reserves, and we consume 25% of the world's produced oil. So we need to do a lot more to get us on the track of true energy independence. The work that we have done on ethanol and cellulosic ethanol hold great promise. According to Merrill Lynch, if we had not moved forward with biofuels production in this country today, we would have gas prices being 15% higher than they are. So instead of being at $4, we probably would be at $4.70, $4.80. And so we need to know that ethanol has already contributed to bringing down the decline in what would otherwise be a higher rise in gas prices here in this country. And for the future, cellulosic biofuels have a tremendous potential. The potential with cellulosic biofuels is that we can displace up to 3 billion barrels of oil annually. That's the equivalent of about 60% of what we consume from oil in the or in oil in the transportation sector alone. So we need to make sure that we continue to move forward with what's a longer-term stable energy policy for the country as we try to deal with the issue of the day, which is the concern that people have of the great pain they're seeing when they fill up their gas tanks. The Consumer First Act, which we are on today on the floor, where there's been a lot of debate on that bill, really is a bill that was intended to do several things. First, there's rampant speculation out in the market. Estimates are that we are spending a lot of our money for oil that is actually going into speculation in the futures market. Some economists believe that as much as 30% of the dollar value that we're paying for oil is now coming about because of the speculation that is in the futures market. Second of all, our legislation here would also include a price gouging provision where when the president were to declare a disaster emergency, there would be price gouging provisions that would come into play that would give the attorneys general some power to make sure that there is not price gouging out in the market. And third, it attempts to move forward with the creation of an energy security trust fund that would help us